Tom, N4ZLK Mobile.
Good afternoon. Boy, it's good to hear you. I heard you last night, but I didn't want to interrupt. And you guys were talking about your driver's license and visiting the DAV, or not the DAV, the DMV. And a few things. I don't remember what it was all about. And I can't remember who you was talking to right now. Who was it, Bernice? But at any rate, he was nice hearing you, and it just didn't work out, and I didn't want to break in. Oh, Connor sure does a nice job on the net, I might add.
And to realize, remember who I was talking to, that was KB2HXS Dave. And, yeah, and Connor does a good job. He's a natural at it. Maybe, hopefully he'll keep doing it.
Sound like he's slowing down a little bit.
He's semi-retired and trying to pick and choose the jobs he does and service and that, which is good for him. I know he's a lot older than me. I hope he's listening. So he's been working a long time.
Beat out of the bushes. Well, we just left the doctor's office over here on the west side of Greenville. Over here about where the courthouse is at, and we were trying to make it over that bridge. I don't know if that was a good choice or not. I see traffic backed up for a long way, so I better get in that other lane. I don't know what's going on today down there, but if you don't get in that lane real quick, you ain't gonna make it up there by the courthouse. It cuts over real quick. Can't wait till they get that done. Then we left there and we went over to the Greenville VA clinic and got some medicine straightened out there. And, sometimes paperwork's a pain in the rear. W2T.
Yeah, paperwork is not good, especially if you're dealing with agencies. But I've been working got to rebuild my deck, so I've been working on deconstructing what I'm going to take away from it before I rebuild it. I think the floor system will be good. I'm just going to build new handrails and new decking and stuff. But listen, I'm pulling into the dump here. I got a load of stuff I was taking apart. So I'll turn it over to Rusty. Tom, you and Bernice have a good day. I'll talk to you after a while if I'm back in or you're still here. W2T, N4ZLK.
Oh, hey Shane. Bye, Shane. Have a good afternoon at the dump. Don't get lost out there. Hello, Tom. You feeling any better today?
Yes, sir. A lot. A lot. I just had to go to the dermatologist today and got a little breaking out. And he sent me some pills, man. I need to get home, but wow, this usually moves through here faster, and it's not doing very good today over that bridge in downtown Greenville. I probably should have went the alternative route.
I was down on one of the main streets in downtown Greenville because we had to go over there for a funeral this morning, and for our preacher's father had passed away last week, and they had a service for him today. So a bunch of our people from our all went over there today. And, of course, all the people from First Pres Greenville were there. And after I came back, I went over on 29, came back on 29, then turned and went down through Greer and got on 290 and went that way. So, you know, everything worked out and everything. So it's been a good day travel-wise. I got caught in a little bit of traffic because it was noontime when I left Greenville, headed back this way. And there was a little bit of traffic on 29, but not too bad, you know.
Pretty good. Oh, we're going about 10 miles an hour here, stop and go across this bridge. We come down Pleasantburg and went over towards Grove Road. And I know the route pretty well, but that worked out. But this one, usually, you know, they're repairing this bridge, but even so, they leave one lane open, and You get across it pretty fast. Not today.
Didn't go that far. I went down, like I said, I went into downtown Greenville because the church was off of Washington Street down there, and North Washington Street or whatever it was. And we came up street for a little ways, and then got on, went around on another street and come up behind the church and got in that way. So it wasn't bad. And of course, that was at between 9 and 10 this morning when we were headed that way. We got there a little after 10, and the gathering started early because they were having a chance for the folks to come in and say their felicitations to the family. And then at 11 o'clock, the church service, and by 11:45, we were on our way back to, headed back to Spartanburg. So, you know, between 11:45 and 11 and 12 o'clock, we were headed back to Spartanburg, or to Moore this morning. So, not a bad day at all.
On the bridge here, looking out at Prisma Health Business down there, and they're really doing some beautiful work on this bridge. It'll be nice when they get it done. I don't know if they're working on the underside at the same time or not, but at any rate, we're across it now. But I'm supposed to meet with the plumber at 3 o'clock, and I ain't going to be there. But he said between 3 and 6, and he'd call me. So I hope he's a little bit later than he thinks. My doctor's call took a little longer than usual. It's usually 15 minutes, and they had to draw blood, so it took a little time. Well, you had a good signal last.
Using the new antenna, I've got it up, permanently mounted. I just want to put me a ground strap on it here later, and ground it over to where I'm going to put two grounding rods in. So I'm going to do that when I start and get myself ready to ground the vertical antenna when I get ready to put it up. I'm getting close to that. I just got one more piece to screw on the top of it, and then it'll be ready to stand up. And I'm waiting on the people to come mark the yard as to where all the power lines and all the water lines and the gas lines and all the other various and sundry lines that they run under yards these days. So I'll know where they are, so I don't drive my ground rod into them or drive this pipe that's going to hold up the vertical antenna. When I drive it in the ground, so we'll see what's going to happen. And anyway, but good to hear you out doing about and all that. And good to hear you this afternoon. W2T.
Yeah, be feeling better now. That bronchitis was really bad. I think I'm over it now, I hope. Bernice is too. Her knee's hurting her today. Last night her foot was hurting her, so I think we ought to call this a geritol med at times. That's unusual for Bernice. Usually two ibuprofens take care of it for her. I can't take them because I'm on a blood thinner. But I was surprised they let me have some prednisone, but it's a very small dose of it. They call it the feel-good pill. But yeah, I read from the Greer Club there's supposed to be some kind of Hungarian contest on. And I think it's this week. I don't remember exactly. But you can work a lot of Hungarians if you had your antenna up.
A lot of Hungarians in the past, so we'll see. We'll see. I got to just try to arrange to get some guys over here that can help me. It's going to take about three or four of us to get it up in the air and to be able to tie it off on the fence on both sides so it'll stay upright. And, of course, I'm going to drive this four-foot pipe 2 feet into the ground before I hook the antenna to it, see, and so it'll be well set in the ground. And get that down and then get the antenna, get the coax fixed up to come from the bottom of the antenna over to the where I plug it into the pass through in the window and get a wire going into the radio in here. So anyway, well, I just got in here. I'll let you pay attention out there in that traffic because I know it's miserable out there today. And I've got a few things I want to get done in here in the radio shack this afternoon. Anyway, I'll be listening. Tom, you and Bernice take it easy and have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T73's on your final.
We'll talk to you down the line. We're getting over here towards Bob Jones University, and I'd be losing you anyways near Pleasantburg. W2T and 0TR73.